So our digital humanities project, From Naming to Knowing, Uncovering Slavery at the North Carolina State Capitol, actually just won an award for excellence from the American Association for State and Local History.
Well, that's a fantastic award. Now, tell us a little bit about this digital history project that a lot of us may not know about.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is an ongoing research project that was begun in 2019 by the staff here at the Capitol. And this project seeks to uncover the history of the about 138 that we know of currently, enslaved men who both constructed the Capitol during the 1830s and then worked here during the antebellum period. And beyond that, it seeks to build narratives for as many of those individuals as possible. So right now we have about a dozen narratives, and the project includes a website. It's from namingtoknowing.org.
And I take it that this is an ongoing project. This is not something that is in stone right now. You will continue to add to it as you learn more?
Yes, absolutely. We see this as an evergreen effort. So, you know, even though we launched the website in February of 2024, the work continues. We're always uncovering new information. Sometimes uncovering information about enslaved people is difficult. Those individuals keeping the records in the early 1800s were often enslavers, you know, privileged people. So uncovering the stories of enslaved people is just looking for little scraps of information, for mentions in official state records. So again, we see this as an ongoing effort. It's never going to be complete. You know, we might not ever uncover things about some of these individuals, but we're still going to do the research, still going to do the work.
So I take it there wasn't a master list that you were able to uncover someplace that you were just having to piece this all together?
Yeah, well, the state did keep really detailed records about the construction project, so they actually kept ledgers of everyone who was engaged in the work here at the Capitol and at the state-operated rock quarry nearby. So we can see daily who was working on the project. So we have names, but then we have to go look for those individuals in other records, yes, to construct stories about them.
Now, the construction of the state capitol, it took a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. The cornerstone for the building was laid on the 4th of July, 1833, and construction continued through the 1830s and was completed in June of 1840. This construction project was, you know, massive. If you've ever visited the Capitol, if you've ever seen pictures, it's a giant stone building. So the construction took all manner of skill, plaster makers, brick makers, masons, carpenters, all kinds of construction were engaged here on the project.
Well, I think the state capitol is a place that everyone should visit. And I remember growing up here in North Carolina, I had a chance to visit the state capitol for the first time when I was 10 years old in 1963. The legislature had just moved to the legislative building.
Yeah.
So when we had a chance to tour the capitol at that point, the legislative chambers were as the legislature had just left it a couple of years before. And to get a chance to sit in the speaker's chair as a 10-year-old, that was a lot of fun. Now, I know it now has been, those chambers have been restored to an earlier condition before the post-World War II look that I saw for the first time as a 10-year-old.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, the upper floors of the building are operated primarily as a museum space today because, as you said, the legislature moved out in the 1960s. They have a modern building just a block to our north. So the upper floors have been restored to their mid-19th century appearance.
Now, the state capitol, it is open, what, 6 days a week, I guess?
Oh, yes. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 5. So, and it's always free to enter, so everyone can always come visit.
And that was for many years, and I'm sure still is, a popular spot for school children across the state when they would come to visit Raleigh. Matt, if we're more interested in getting a little bit more information about this digital project, where do we find that?
Yeah, absolutely. You can connect to it through our official state website, so by Googling the North Carolina State Capitol, or you can go directly to Naming to Knowing. It's just namingtoknowing.org.
How did this come about, as a matter of fact? What was the genesis of going in this particular direction, finding out the names of the people who had been enslaved but involved in building and maintaining the Capitol?
Yeah, so, 30 years ago, the Capitol didn't really mention enslaved people in our narrative here. 15 years ago, we made kind of broad general statements like, we know enslaved people were here because it was a large state-run project in the antebellum South, but we don't really know what they were doing. And then actually in 2019, our team here at the Capitol located a document that was held in the state archives, and it was a commissioner's report published in 1834. So this was the commissioners of the building of the Capitol kind of publishing this report for the legislature, and it actually had the first and last names of about 90 people who were engaged in construction at that point in 1834. And besides some of those names was the word slave. So this was kind of the genesis of the project. We suddenly had, all of these names that we had never seen before that we could, again, go and try to find in other records. So it began with about 90 individuals, and now, like I said, we're up to about 138 enslaved men that we know worked here during the construction in the 1830s and then worked to maintain the building after it opened in 1840.
Well, it is a fascinating story, and we'll continue to follow this, and congratulations on the award.
Yes, thank you so much, and thank you for always taking an interest in our work and giving me this opportunity to speak about it.